Commercial salmon fishermen across the state have had a banner year. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game released a preliminary harvest summary earlier this month, which estimates fishermen caught more than 200 million wild salmon and earned nearly $680 million selling the fish to processors. That's a 67% increase from last year's catch value. ADF&G Division of Commercial Fisheries Deputy Director Forrest Bowers says there's a couple reasons for the jump. Fishermen caught more salmon in 2017, and they were paid higher prices for it. Alaska Wild Salmon, he says, is a strong brand in a market that includes farmed salmon from around the world.
I think Alaska has done a great job with marketing wild salmon. Alaska fishermen have made a lot of improvements in their product handling and product quality. And I think processors have taken a number of steps to come out with new product forms that appeal to consumers.
According to the summary, the statewide chum salmon harvest hit an all-time record this year, and harvest of sockeye, the most valuable, exceeded 50 million fish for the third year in a row. Bauer says these numbers are encouraging.
I think the main thing that it indicates is that Alaska's salmon management program is successful. You know, we have really pristine habitat throughout the state. We're looking at a long-term approach so that we can harvest sustainably without impacting future returns in a negative way.
Part of what's working, according to Bowers, is strong community support.
You know, almost everyone who lives in Alaska, their lives are touched by salmon in some way, and that, you know, creates a lot of buy-in from the public in sustainable management.
ADF&G will release final figures for the 2017 harvest next spring.